Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
So I got a story where the police somehow accidentally solve a bunch of crimes before the crimes are even reported.
Where they go back in time? Or how do they?
I'm not sure how it's going to work. Could be a Minority Report.
Dang, is that in our town? I don't know if it's going to be.
Nope.
Okay. I got a story where a woman gets hit in the face with a 10-pound log of prepackaged meat. I'll tell you why.
They make 10-pound logs of...
Good point.
Weird.
Slacker and Steve, stories of stupendous stupidity.
Police were called to the potato chip aisle at a Walmart in South Euclid, Ohio, between a disturbance between two women. Yeah, apparently the potato chip aisle. I like that.
We know you're probably already on your way to Walmart, but this time it's specifically in the potato chip aisle. By the Lay's, specifically.
One woman threatened the other and her 7-year-old daughter. She pulled out her mask and tried to spit on the victim, but missed.
Oh, God.
That's when she hit the victim in the face with a 10-pound log of prepackaged meat.
Log?
Yeah.
Are we talking like summer sausage?
I guess.
Salami.
That's a big log of meat.
That's a big old log of Walmart meat. All right.
25-year-old suspect was arrested and charged with assault with the log of prepackaged meat at the Walmart there. And
I just want you to know that the memoir that I'm working on is actually called 10-pound log of Walmart meat.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
That's my safe word? I don't know what it is, but 10-pound log of Walmart meat
needs to
be in my life. My story is out of Clayton, North Carolina.
Oh, no Florida.
Police got a call on Tuesday, it doesn't matter what day, about a huge crash.
Uh-oh.
On the highway. Police scrambled to the scene. When they got there, they found a 19-year-old dude named Jaquan Merritt, who said he pulled over to change his tire when his car accidentally got hit by an 18-wheeler.
Oh, accidentally.
I guess the 18-wheeler is just like kind of cruising through town. Maybe wasn't really looking.
Ah.
And smacked into this kid's car.
Ugh.
So when police arrived on the scene, they found a bunch of stuff in his car that was stolen from the 16 cars he had broken into.
Dang.
That night.
Holy crap.
They started noticing addresses and stuff on all the stuff in this guy's car. They started calling people like, oh yeah, we were asleep. I guess my car got broken into.
Dang.
They literally solved 16 break-ins before they were called in to the police. Thanks to a trucker that smashed this kid's car.
Thanks, trucker guy.
All's well that ends well. Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.